kinds of flour? I mean, what kind of bread do you know of?
What kind of bread?
Uh-huh.
Honey, I love every kind of bread you can think of. My wife's sister is always wondering about what type bread she's going to have when she comes to Leon's house. Every time she comes, she opens a bread drawer to see what type I have. When I go to the store, I love plain buttermilk bread, or I love just plain loaf bread, or else I love rye bread. I love pumpkin knuckle bread. I love it all.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, I love to eat.
Me too. What are some other kinds of bread? All right, you have like loaves of bread.
Oh, we have rolls, and we have, back in Grandma's day, she made a loaf of bread, which was known to me as potato bread.
Oh.
And it was delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And she also made a potato yeast and made a yeast roll. And honey, those yeast rolls with milk, chicken gravy on it was delicious.
Mm.
She would fry chicken and make milk gravy from the fried chicken and make those yeast rolls, and oh boy, they were out of this world.
Is there a difference between rolls and buns?
Well, some people call them a roll, and some people call them a bun. They are made on the same order. It's just a difference in the shape a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Do you know like of a large cake that's made of cornmeal?
A large cake made of cornmeal? It could be cornbread, couldn't it?
Have you ever heard of a corn dodger?
Corn dodger?
Yeah.
It's the same as a corn dog, almost the same as a corn dog. It's a, do you know what a corn dog is?
Yeah, like a hot dog with,
that
batter on.
Batter around it. A corn dodger is something like that.
I didn't even know that. I just thought it was some kind of a muffin or something.
Well, it could be a muffin. It could be a muffin.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, it's made of cornmeal.
Yeah.
A corn dodger. Some people call them corn dodgers, and some people call them cornmeal. That's a piece of cornbread right there. It's in a triangle shape.
Uh-huh.
Made in this pan.
Oh, made in that pan, yeah. Okay, there's two kinds of bread, the homemade and the kind that you buy at the store, and that's called?
A bakery bread. Baked at the bakery.
And what's fried in deep fat with a hole in the center?
A donut.
And sometimes you make up a batter and fry three or four at a time. And then you have syrup and butter with them.
Oh, that's hot cakes or pancakes or what have you. Would you believe I've got a piece of antique cookware that came from my grandmother's house? It is a heart-shaped hotcake, a waffle iron. It's a waffle, really a waffle iron, but the waffles are shaped in the shape of a heart, and it's the old style, like you cook on the wooden stove. You set it over the eye of the wooden stove, and you cook one side of it, and then raise the other. Raise it up, and it works on a swivel, and you just turn it right over and cook the other side of it. And that thing, to my knowledge, is over 100 years old.
Oh.
And at the antique shop down on the highway at Riverdale, they've offered me $45 for it, but it's more valuable to me just to keep.
Yeah, and I would think it would be, oh, gee, you don't see any of those around ever. Mm. And you make waffles on those.
Yeah.
And, okay, what would you use to make the bread that's not baking powder or soda? Comes in a little package and
yeast. That's yeast bread.
And what's the inside of an egg?
The yellow.
Alrighty.